Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
We're the end, the empty spaces. Hello, welcome back to day number 106 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program, part of the PC Speaking Podcast. Today we're reading from Joshua chapters 6 and 7 and Luke chapter 12 over in the New Testament. We'll begin with an overview and then we'll come back after we read and talk about a few thoughts and things to meditate on for the day and also an idea for some further study if you'd like to take things a little further today. We start in Joshua chapter 6. Very famous battle happens in Joshua chapter 6, Battle of Jericho. If you want to call it a battle, I suppose. The Israelites, or Joshua leads the Israelites to march around the city once a day for 6 days with seven priests carrying trumpets, ram's horns trumpets in front of the ark. And on the seventh day, after marching around the city 7 times, the priests blow the trumpets, people shout, and the city walls collapse. Joshua chapter 7, the Israelites are defeated at Ai due to Achan's disobedience in taking items from Jericho, contrary to God's command. Achan confesses his sin, but he and his family are stoned to death and their possessions are burned. Luke chapter 12 includes a warning from Jesus against hypocrisy, encouragement to fear God rather than men. The parable of the rich fool and teachings on watchfulness, readiness for the return of Jesus. Jesus emphasizes the importance of acknowledging him before others and gives instruction on discerning the times. So let's go ahead and go to our reading, and then we'll come back here in just a bit. Starting in Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the children of Israel. No one went out, no one came in. The Lord said to Joshua, "Behold, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and the mighty men of valor. All of your men of war shall march around the city, going around the city once. You shall do this 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the seventh day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall be that when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the city wall will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight in front of him." Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord's Ark." They said to the people, "Advance, march around the city, and let the armed men pass on before the Lord's Ark." It was so that when Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests, bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord, advanced and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the ark went before them. The trumpets sounded as they went. Joshua commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout." So he caused the Lord's ark to go around the city, encircling it once. Then they came into the camp and stayed in the camp. Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests stood up in the Lord's ark. The priests took up the Lord's ark. The 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns in front of the Lord's ark went on continually and blew the trumpets. The armed men went in front of them. The rear guard came after the Lord's ark. The trumpets sounded as they went. The second day they marched around the city once and returned into the camp. They did this 6 days. On the seventh day, they rose early at the dawning of the day and marched around the city in the same way 7 times. On this day, only they marched around the city 7 times. At the seventh time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city shall be devoted, even it and all that is in it, to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. But as for you, only keep yourselves from what is devoted to destruction. Only keep yourselves from what is devoted to destruction, lest when you have devoted it, you take the devoted thing, so you would make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. But all the silver, gold, and vessels of bronze and iron are holy to the Lord. They shall come into the Lord's treasury." So the people shouted and the priest blew the trumpets. When the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout and the wall fell down, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight in front of him. And they took the city. They utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, both young and old, and oxen, sheep, and donkey with the edge of the sword. Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, go into the prostitute's house and bring the woman and all that she has out from here, as you swore to her. The young men who were spies went in and brought Rahab out Rahab with her father, her mother, her brothers, and all that she had. They also brought out all her relatives, and they set them outside of the camp of Israel. They burnt the city with fire and all that was in it. Only they put the silver, the gold, and the vessels of bronze and of iron into the treasury of the Lord's house. But Rahab the prostitute, her father's household, and all that she had, Joshua saved alive. She lives in the middle of Israel to this day because she did the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Because she hid the messengers from Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Joshua commanded them with an oath at the time, saying, cursed is the man before the Lord who rises up and builds the city Jericho. With the loss of his firstborn, he will lay its foundation, and with the loss of his youngest son, he will set up its gates. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land. Chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the devoted things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of the devoted things. Therefore, the Lord's anger burnt against the children of Israel. Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, and the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy out the land. The men went up and spied out Ai. They returned to Joshua and said to him, don't let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and strike Ai. Don't make all the people to toil there, for there are only a few of them. So about 3,000 men of the people went up there, and they fled before the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck about 36 men of them. They chased them from before the gate, 7 to Shebarim, and struck them at the desert. The hearts of the people melted and became like water. Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the Lord's ark until the evening. He and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. Joshua said, alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to cause us to perish? I wish that we had been content and lived beyond the Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say after Israel has turned their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it and will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. What will you do for your great name? The Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why have you fallen on your face like that? Israel sinned. Yes, they have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. Yes, they have even taken some of the devoted things and have stolen and also deceived. They have even put it amongst their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel can't stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies because they have become devoted for destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy the devoted things from amongst you. Get up, sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow. For the Lord, the God of Israel, says, there is a devoted thing amongst you, Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the devoted thing from amongst you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought near by your tribes. It shall be that the tribe which the Lord selects shall come near by families. The family which the Lord selects shall come near by households, and the households which the Lord selects shall come near man by man. It shall be that he who is taken with the devoted thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the Lord's covenant and because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel near by their tribes. The tribe of Judah was selected. He brought near the family of Judah, and he selected the family of the Zerahites. He brought near the family of the Zerahites man by man. Zabdi was selected. He brought near his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, the tribe of Judah, was selected. Joshua said to Achan, my son, please give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, and make confession to him. Tell me what you have done. Don't hide it from me. Achan answered Joshua and said, I have truly sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw amongst the plunder a beautiful Babylonian robe,
200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels. Then I coveted them and took them. Behold, they are hidden in the ground in the middle of my tent with the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent. Behold, it was hidden in his tent with the silver under it. They took them from the middle of the tent and brought them to Joshua and to all the children of Israel. They laid them down before the Lord. Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, the silver, the robe, the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his cattle, his donkey, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them up to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you today." All Israel stoned him with stones, and they burnt them with fire and stoned them with stones. They raised over him a great heap of stones that remains to this day. The Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor to this day. In the New Testament, Luke chapter 12. Meanwhile, when a multitude of many thousands had gathered together, so much so that they trampled on each other, he began to tell his disciples, first of all, beware of the feast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. But there's nothing covered up that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in darkness will be heard in the light. What you have spoken in the ear and in rooms will be proclaimed on the households. I tell you, my friends, don't be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will warn you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Aren't 5 sparrows sold for 2 Assyrian coins? Not one of them is forgotten by God, but the very hairs of your head are all counted. Therefore, don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. I tell you, everyone who confesses me before men, the Son of Man will also confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me in the presence of men will be denied in the presence of God's angels. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but those who blaspheme against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they bring you before the synagogues, the rulers, and the authorities, don't be anxious how or what you will answer or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that same hour what you must say. One of the multitude said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbiter over you?" He said to them, "Beware, keep yourselves from covetousness, for a man's life doesn't consist of the abundance of the things which he possesses." He spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man produced abundantly. He reasoned within himself, saying, 'What will I do, because I don't have room to store my crops?' He said, 'This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns, build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and all my goods. I will tell my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You foolish one, tonight your soul is required of you. The things which you have prepared, whose will they be?' So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, don't be anxious for your life, that you will eat what you will eat, nor yet for your body what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They don't sow, they don't reap, they have no warehouse or barn, and God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than birds? Which of you, being anxious, can add a cubit to his height? If then you aren't able to do even the least things, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies and how they grow. They don't toil, neither do they spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if this is how God clothes the field, the grass in the field, which today exists and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Don't seek what you will eat or what you will drink, neither be anxious. For the nations of the world seek after all these things, but your Father knows what you need, that you need these things. But seek God's kingdom, and all these things will be added to you. Don't be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give gifts to the needy. Make yourselves purses which don't grow old, a treasure in the heavens that doesn't fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your waist be dressed and your lamps burning. Be like men watching for their Lord when he returns from the wedding feast, that when he comes and knocks, they may immediately open to him. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord will find watching when he comes. Most certainly, I tell you that he will dress himself, make them recline, and will come and serve them. They will be blessed if he comes in the second or third watch and finds them. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what hour the thief was coming, he would have watched and had not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, be ready also, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you don't expect him. Peter said to him, Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everybody? The Lord said, who then is the faithful and the wise steward whom his Lord will set over his household to give them their portion of the food at the right times? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord will find doing so when he comes. Truly, I tell you that he will set him over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, my Lord delays his coming, and begins to beat the menservant and the maidservants and to eat and drink and be drunken, then the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he isn't expecting him and in an hour when he doesn't know, and will cut him in two and place his portion with the unfaithful. The servant who knew his Lord's will and didn't prepare nor do what he wanted will be beaten with many stripes. But he who didn't know and did things worthy of stripes will be beaten with few stripes. To whomever much is given, of him will much be required. And to whom much as it was entrusted, of him more will be asked. I came to throw the fire on the earth. I wish it were already kindled, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace in the earth? I tell you, no, but rather division. For from now on, there will be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He said to the multitudes, when you see a cloud rising from the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming, and so it happens. When a south wind blows, you see, there will be a scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but how is it that you don't interpret this time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? For when you are going with your adversary before the magistrate, try diligently on the way to be released from him, lest perhaps he drag you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer throw you in prison. I tell you, you will by no means get out of there until you have paid the very last penny. Well, that's our reading for today. A lot going on there. Let's finish with a few thoughts, devotional thoughts for the day, meditations. Reflect on the unconventional strategy used at Jericho. How does this account challenge your understanding of obedience and faith in God's plans, especially when they defy human logic? How many things can you find in Scripture that are counterintuitive to the way humans normally think? Jesus speaks about the importance of being ready for his return. What practical steps can you take to live in a state of readiness and faithfulness? An idea for further study, if you want to take your brothers up, do some more study today. Study the theme of hypocrisy in the Bible. Focus on what Jesus teaches in Luke 12 and elsewhere, and list ways you can cultivate authenticity in different aspects of your life. Well, there you go. That's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word.